You are listening to the Experience Points podcast for the week of April 20th, 2016, and today we get schooled.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Experience Points podcast. My name is Scott Juster.
And I'm George Albor.
We're the co-creators of ExperiencePoints.net. It is a serious, but
no, super serious.
Certainly not humorless podcast about video games.
We just realized it's 420.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of our podcasts have ever fallen on this fateful day.
Well, even if we would, we wouldn't remember it, bro. Am I right?
We're in California. It's, you know.
That's every day is 420 in California.
Well, it's still illegal here in California.
Medical. So if we were, medical.
That's true. Medical. Yeah.
I mean, my back's been really hurting.
Sure.
Well, speaking of smoking copious amounts of weed, we're going to talk about college this week. we were talking a little bit about... So here's how the podcast tend to start. I asked George a question like, hey, George... Is Heroes of the Dorm ethical?
Yeah,
and I was like, we should probably turn on the microphones.
Yeah, basically.
And so Blizzard just had a Heroes of the Storm tournament that they call Heroes of the Dorm, where college kids participate to win fabulous gaming rigs.
Mm-hmm. Sweet rigs.
Sweet avatars that can only be gotten through this tournament.
No custom skins, though. I think the custom skin would have been...
There was one or two custom skins. Oh, okay. Yeah, we were reading through it. And plus...
Like a Rainer that like looks like...
Well, there was that custom skin if you participated in the brackets or if you won your bracket or something where you could get an Asmodunk skin where
that's
it's him
sweet.
And like, you know...
But I want the Asmodunk, like the jersey to match your school's jersey.
You know? Oh,
so it's like,
yeah.
UPenn,
that would be...
Asmodunk.
That would be kind of cool, actually. But anyway, the biggest prize is tuition payments.
Mm-hmm.
for the team that wins, or loan repayments if you graduate before you know the payments are fully out.
Well, what if you don't have any loans? What if you're like, you know what? I've been good. I'm independently wealthy. I've been paying my own tuition.
Well, then it's just tuition payments, right? Because then you could just be like, well, I'll just take that independent wealth and funnel it into weed.
But the point being is like, say for example, you're like graduate. It's your fourth year. Mm-hmm. You've paid off all tuition. You don't have student loans.
Yeah.
Can you reimburse yourself?
Oh, man.
I mean, look, at that point, you're lucky enough.
That's true.
You don't deserve any of these winnings.
Well, actually, that's why we brought up the... I didn't look through that closely enough, but we brought up the legal fine print here that we were kind of pouring
rules.
Through.
Well, we wanted to see how much you're actually getting paid if you are a winning team member.
Yeah.
Now, the winnings allot 5 winners plus 1 substitute.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go in with like 7 players, that's not wise.
No.
Because then you'd have trouble splitting it.
Yeah.
But so you are paid if you're one of the winning teammates in the last game. So like if you were only playing the last game, that's fine because you were the best. $25,000 per year for 3 years.
Yeah,
that's quite a bit of money.
Yeah, if you're a freshman. But if you're a sophomore, you only get 2 years. If you're a third year later, you only get 1 year. Like it scales down. It's tuition only.
Oh, so it's you get way more money if you're a first year. I thought you said that they repay your loan payments.
If you graduate, if you're a fourth year. And you graduate. It's not like they're just going to be like, hey, you don't have tuition.
But you don't... So if I'm a second year, I can't get $25,000 to pay towards the loans of my first year?
Correct. So it incentivizes you to get good fast.
Or have a first year, like train a first year in exchange for cash.
Yeah, just say, hey, I'll bring you... Hey, freshie, I'll bring you through to the championship if you cut me a check.
Yeah, if I went on college campuses, it's like, I can tutor your English, your Spanish, your international politics, essay papers, and also your sweet League of Legends skills.
Yeah, I was about to say, and your APM.
Yeah, like, I mean, that would be clutch.
And then there's a few other... There's some things for graduate school. There's some things for, you know... what you get if you're not one of the finalists.
And we should say, at least at the school we went to, and many of the colleges here in California, $25,000 is chump change compared to how much you're actually paying tuition.
Yeah, I mean...
And living expenses and...
Tuition has gone up a drastic amount since even when we were in college. Like, I remember looking... I was recycling some stuff a while back, and it was my first tuition payment of my first year at Berkeley.
Yeah.
And then I was like, holy crap. And then I went to Berkeley's website to look up tuition, and it had increased by like 150% or something.
Ugh, like, gross.
I was like, wait, that was not that long ago. Like, no. That was, I mean, but I'm sure minimum wage is keeping up with that.
Yeah, of course, right? Especially in the Bay Area.
Yeah, 150%.
I mean, it's not like there was a recession or anything, and people struggled to find jobs and now have huge gaps in their labor employment.
But the point is that this is, you know, esports is big money, and this is just another example of esports being big money.
Of course.
But this is, the college stuff to me is even more murky in a way than
murky?
Just,
get it?
Than just flat out, just here's a check.
Yes.
Because you are explicitly targeting students.
I think the difference, though, is they can say, yes, we're targeting students, but we're going to target them anyway, let's be clear.
Yeah.
Two, they're not going to be spending that money on, like, illicit drugs or, like, I mean, for reals, though, right?
Yeah.
There are plenty of people I knew in college who spent way more money on things that they didn't need to instead of repaying their student loans.
Yeah.
These days, like, tuition is basically better than cash because you won't accidentally spend it.
Yeah. Well, and if you're looking at it from a...
And for
from
tax
an investment,
reasons, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can... Well, I actually wonder what the tax implications are. Like, if they're saying that this is a scholarship, then it probably is better because it's a scholarship, you know?
Right.
It's not...
But it's not exactly... I mean, it's merit-based, but it's not really merit-based.
Hey, man. That's, these people who win Heroes of the Storm are probably better at anything that I did
that's
in college.
That's true, yeah. The crazy thing to me is also that the money is so big. Like, if you're a first-year student...
Mm-hmm.
And you have the chance of winning $75,000,
mm-hmm.
I might consider not doing as well in my classes in order to train.
Well, we looked at the fine print, and all you need is a 2.5 GPA.
Really? So what's a 2.5 GPA? That's like,
so like
B minus?
So yeah, I mean, like C, like straight C's is like, you know, a 2.0.
Right.
So like you need to get a little bit better than, like, you know, you need to get like B minuses and you know,
right,
a smattering of other grades.
And schools included in the competition include Harvard, Stanford, universities known for their grade inflation.
Yeah, exactly. So rampant
it's like,
grade inflation.
It's super easy to pass without actually investing too much in your career. Now your hope would be that this overall tournament, how long did it last? I mean,
it was like a month long or more. It was loosely synced up with March Madness, basketball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So like it was about a month, a little bit more, I think.
My issue though is if Heroes of the Dorm is unethical, then so is college basketball.
That's exactly
football.
What I was going to bring up.
Here's the thing.
We've had many conversations about this, how probably college sports might be unethical.
I think I'm willing to say they are unethical.
Yeah.
I mean, most of those players and in actual sports will never go on to a lucrative career in professional sports.
Yeah.
Many of them take classes that are not geared towards maximizing their own long-term educational or business interests.
Yeah.
And they are worked to the bone, and universities make a whole lot of money off of them.
Yeah.
The one difference here is that I'm not quite sure how much money Blizzard is making off of Heroes of the Dorm, because my understanding is that they don't have the critical viewership that a lot of traditional esports has gotten.
I mean, something like, you know, League of Legends or Dota or, you know, even some of the Counter-Strike stuff is probably more popular than this.
Yeah.
I mean, like, but I guess taking aside, but I mean, the reason why they do that is because this is a good hook. Like, it has a funny name. It's kind
Heroes of the Dorm is a great
name. Like, it's unique. There's, you know, like League does it, but, you know, I think League doesn't have to like lean on it as much because League has bigger tournaments. So.
Well, and League's is called ULOL, which is not the best name. That's like Monsters
man.
You know? We could do better.
Hey man, Monsters U is poetry compared to ULOL. but I mean, I think, you know, it's a good gimmick. It gets people that wouldn't normally watch a lot of esports like me to watch it because it's like, holy crap,
definitely.
Like this is a good gimmick. This is a good take on esports. It's big money. You definitely have to practice at it. I mean, like, you know, you read some of the interviews and like there's months of practice going into it.
Oh yeah,
like,
their teams, like, I mean, they're living in dorms together presumably at some point. So a lot of them see each other on a regular basis. And we should also say it's college, so there is more free time than you might expect.
Yeah.
And so
there's more there's more flexible time.
Yes.
You know, like, you're, even if you are working or have classes, you could do bad in those classes. I mean, or you could, like,
I wish we had something like this.
Yeah.
Because I would have gladly competed in something that was like a collegiate tournament for League of Legends.
I mean,
I would have been bad.
Well, think about this. If you would have won this, it probably would have been better than all of your in-college jobs.
100%. Not even a little bit joking. I would have left college with far less student loans than I currently am still paying off.
I mean, that's a weird thing. Like, all of my shitty library and delivery boy jobs were worse than this. Yeah,
but the odds of you winning it still are still super extremely low. Yeah. So the always question is, you know, are you really? What are you bringing to this?
Yeah.
Well, here's a question: if you were to be the part of a hiring process and someone put on their resume, got third place in Heroes of the Dorm and like led the team, I think that's pretty compelling volunteer service, if you will. Or like,
I mean, it's not even volunteer service. Like, imagine if you're like, oh, I was team captain for UC Berkeley's football team. It's like,
but the difference is football is this hugely lauded sport and respected. It'd be more like, hey, water polo.
Hey, water polo is, I mean, I think, but the point
there's
is...
like a water polo listener right now who's like slapping the water.
Hey, those people are tall. They could crush us.
Me up.
I mean, I think the problem is that people recognize those leadership components in physical sports just more broadly. Like, it's just more part of the culture. And I will say that when I was watching the tournament, every time they threw to a break, you know, like while people were, you know, picking characters or in between the matches, the announcers were very careful to say, ask the people's parents, oh, have you always seen leadership in so-and-so? Like, growing up, how was his dedication to what he set his mind to? Like, they were always going at the angle of, like, legitimacy.
I see, okay.
You know, they were always, like, couching it as, like, how do the skills that they demonstrate in this game apply to their broader, their, like, leadership?
Goals
and exactly. Like, and obviously that was, like, very staged and purposeful. But, I mean, I think that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to, like, shift the focus to be like, hey, it's not just a bunch of people playing video games. Yeah. This is also a team.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a State of Esports article not too long ago from Riot.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they were describing was, like, look, we don't want to be a sort of fair weather game that goes away after, you know, 6, 7, whatever, 10 years at this point.
Yeah.
We want to be the type of thing that you can pick up and play. It's like any other sport. You can reminisce, like, oh, I remember playing League, and then you and your nephew jump on and play League for a little bit, or you and your cousin or whatever, and then you stop playing it and come back, just like it were an actual sport.
Mm-hmm.
Side note, I had a dream the other night that this same statement was issued by Rocket League, and for some reason I was on the Rocket League field. Like, I was on the pitch of a Rocket League game, and I woke up from the dream being
just
like,
saluting.
Up from the dream being like, I need to play more Rocket League. That way it's like I can integrate it into my life. But so like, I think if you want to go that route, not only is it helpful for you because you have people who are considering esports as something worthy of their time, so you have like a good pool of new players to bring into your professional scene, but you're also creating the sort of space to make it a culturally widely accessible thing, right? Because it's not just that, oh, I could have competed in this in college, but I could have been part of another club in college that I would have really enjoyed. I mean, I was pretty busy as it was, but I think it would have been really fun to be able to say, oh yeah, here's this big group of people that I played a specific game with, and we train and we work together and we, you know, watch esports and try to improve.
I think where it makes me uncomfortable is the exact, like, NCAA argument, where, like, you know, EA got in trouble for not, like, compensating NCAA players for using their likeness in video games.
Yes.
You know, like, this, like, you're venturing into a population that has been historically taken advantage of by, like, the money side of the business. And so I'm always a little worried when I see something that is, like, specifically college-based stuff. Yeah.
Well, but a lot of the qualms we have about the ethics of college sports come from the universities themselves also.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the big difference. You're right.
Yeah. Do you think that this type of thing is better to come from Would it be better if this were coming from the university, or is it better that it's coming from the creator of these games?
Yeah.
At what point do you start saying we need to integrate this better?
Yeah.
Like the University of Berkeley must get involved with the Heroes of the Dorm competition, you know? Do you start to regulate it? Do you start to... So, for example, in the League of Legends, or maybe it might have was the Heroes of the Storm one, but if there are more than one team from one university, because you can only have one team from that university, they must compete in their own competition.
Oh, yeah.
And so at that point, you're starting to get... In sizable universities, there might be 2, 3, 4 teams.
I mean, Berkeley,
teams.
There's... I mean, 2, 3, 4 if you're lucky. There's like 30,000 kids at Berkeley.
So
like,
you could have so many teams that they're competing against each other in like a really competitive atmosphere. And then if it gets big enough and you want your university to do well because it attracts attention to your university and new admits, you want to field the best team possible. Mm. So at what point does the university say, hey, we're going to step in and instead of you guys having your own tournament, we're going to host the tournament and then we're going to build the team out of the people that we have access to.
I mean, that's kind of how college sports work too. Like there are definitely like club teams where like, you know, you're on baseball or tennis or whatever, but then there's the official UC Berkeley team.
Like... Well, and UC Berkeley's football team, if you consider the people who actually have scholarships and are training and are going to exercise, are huge. They're enormous, way bigger than the amount of people actually on the field at any given time.
Yeah, I mean, a football team's dozens of people, but like,
and at what point is like University of like UCLA is recruiting people from Florida to be on their dorm team?
I mean, maybe there's something that I'm missing, but that's one of the things that almost makes me want to try out the model of Riot or Blizzard doing it. Because we know firsthand the politics of what happens when a university looks at its sports arm like a business.
Yeah.
Like you get people
and they are ran as a business.
Yeah. Like you get people, the highest, for a while there, the highest paid university employee in the state of California was UC Berkeley's football coach.
Right.
Like higher than any professor, higher than any chancellor, administrator.
More than the deans.
Yeah. Like, so provosts. I mean, and then the other thing is people do get hired and people get recruited to be students specifically to play football.
Yep.
It's not like they're gonna like contribute to the academic mission,
right?
Unless you consider sports the academic mission.
Totally.
So like maybe it's better to have it more decentralized and separated from the
I think
the
so school. And the other thing too is the university system, especially when we're talking about built-in teams, have an incentive to maintain the image of that team in a way that Riot or Blizzard does not, right? So, you know, the university, the California Davis, right? We just found out that they spent, what, $125,000to scrub the internet of references to the pepper spray incident that took place a few years ago, right?
I wonder if they signed up for reputation.com.
they got they have websites on, like, ancestry.com. Yeah. Clearly, you know, if something were to happen, if their grades were to start slipping, or if the teammates did something bad, there's an incentive for the university to protect them, right? Mm-hmm. You see it all of the time in, like, accusations of sexual assault and things like that.
Yeah.
Now, I think Riot would be much more forceful and say, we're going to just cut this team. Mm-hmm. Or we're going to, you know, and they did it, right? Blizzard kicked out Harvard University and another university for cheating by bringing in ringers during the tournament.
Yeah. I want to know how they figured that out, too, because their statement was like...
Investigation, right?
We investigated and found that people were sharing...
Please, God, let me have the job of investigating college cheating in esports. That would be the most thrilling... I'd be like fucking Professor Layton in there, like coming in with a top hat, and we're like, interesting, Luke, high latency in your dorm, you say.
It looks like there's a separate IP logging into this Blizzard.
That would be great. So they discovered, right, that there was cheating. Now...
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Harvard would cover that up if that were football, but I'm saying that Harvard would cover that up if it were football, you know? So maybe Blizzard is willing, and these outside companies, because they're not maintaining the reputation of the university.
Right. They're maintaining the reputation of the game.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's something that you don't see as protected. I mean, I guess you would see the NFL, but the NFL isn't directly involved with collegiate football.
Yeah.
So you've got these different circumstances, and I think it'd be really interesting to see how it shapes up if this continues to be in the hands of Riot and Blizzard.
Yeah. Man.
So here's one thing that I discovered, and I don't know if you saw it in the official rules, but And this is weird because this goes against normal collegiate etiquette in terms of sports and especially the Olympics. These collegiate teams are allowed to receive sponsorships.
Is this for Riot?
For League of Legends. Or, yeah, for Riot's.
I mean, but that's like, teams. I mean, that's, I feel like that's a hard thing because that's the culture of esports. It's kind of like racing or something.
Yeah, know,
like,
but yeah. What we're saying is, though, some of these students can be getting money.
Razer will be giving them
shit. And anyway. Like, yeah. And then you start to get other things of like, okay, well, what are they wearing? How much involvement can they make? Like, so if a college student is on a Heroes of the Dorm event or a League of Legends event and is getting sponsorship from Razer, how much can Razer ask of them? Is Riot going to get involved if Razer starts to ask them to do things that their professional esports players are not allowed to do from sponsorships?
Yeah.
So, like, for example...
Can you be technically... What is the definition of a professional?
Well, usually professional means you're sponsored.
Yeah, so, but, like, can you be a college student and be sponsored?
I don't think so. Have you ever seen a sponsored college football player? I don't think so. I could be wrong. Yeah.
I mean, they do it for Olympics, but like Olympics are kind of weird these days. Like Nike does stuff for, you know, Usain Bolt or whatever.
Now, so they do have limitations. You're not allowed to advertise for gambling websites, non-over-the-counter drugs. Don't know what that is. What is that? Like,
well, I mean,
what would it be? Like,
well, I mean,
like, so prescription drugs?
Yeah, I was about to say, like, you can't be the Viagra. Like.
Or like some like allergy medicine, like, why not? That seems bizarre to me.
Well, or like maybe, you know, you can't, your local dispensary in a legal state.
I guess. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if you're playing for University of Washington or Colorado, account sharing or skin selling websites makes sense.
Yeah,
firearms, handguns, ammunition providers.
I thought this was America.
Well, what if your University of Texas loves their guns? Yeah, right? Or Florida is probably a better one. Mm. Websites displaying or related to pornographic imagery.
But
exactly.
Which one? So one of the tube sites sponsored
one of the pornographic or the Red Tube or something like that.
Yeah, one of them, like, they sponsored an esports team.
So the college has slightly more strict policies, I guess.
Holy crap!
And then this is my favorite one: tobacco, smoking, or vaping products. Now, if there's one thing I associate with college esports, it's vaping. Okay, so the fact that you can't advertise.
When they took our guns, we said nothing. When they took our weed, they said nothing.
Exactly. Like, when they come for the vape.
Yeah. There will be no one left.
What will we do?
God damn. No vaping?
No vaping. You can't, like, and that's the other question.
That's the culture of esports, by the way.
Now, can you have subtle sponsorships, right? Where, like, you don't have the vaping logo, but you might take a puff during a college interview.
Or you could be like Peyton Manning after the Super Bowl, like, oh, you just won Heroes of the Dorm. What are you? I'm going to blaze it up, light it up.
This, babe. Yeah, like,
blowing clouds.
Exactly.
Man, that's so strange. I mean, the moralistic angle is something that I do consider, like, more with college, because there's, like...
There's young kids who are like, I want to be like...
Well, it's just more...
college basketball player. I don't think so.
No, but there's just more, like, paternalism in a college setting, you know?
Yeah, but again, like, I think a lot of that paternalism comes from the university system, which is trying to represent... Well, two things. One, I think they're trying to say the university is a morally good institution, which is always something that universities are trying to do. And two, I think that there's this constant image war around collegiate sports where they're trying to say, yes, these players are being used to gain money, but they're getting an experience that is unique, and we're making them into better people.
Yeah.
Which is always weird, because you look at other collegiate sports, like rowing, for example, that gets very little funding, and the university doesn't do anything, and coaches have to have second jobs and stuff. Right?
Yeah.
So clearly, not all sports are equal. Some sports are more equal than others, and we need to protect them and make sure that the players look like these idols of what that thing is. Now, I think that you get the same thing with professional esports and college esports, because Riot and League of Legends are trying to say this is a serious cultural thing and players are not trolls and yada yada yada.
There was definitely that that tactic of trying to integrate the game with, like, the larger story of these people was, like, a very big focus of the broadcasts.
Totally.
They were talking about what they did. They always talked about, like, what major are you? Like, what do you plan to do? You know, what are you gonna, what are you gonna do after college? They made quite sure to, like, get all the people's families on camera all the time. Like, it was like the opposite of something like Evo.
Yes. Like, yeah, where there's like really niche stories about them. Yeah. Like, oh, this guy's got beef with this guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was like they tried to, you know, put it on the level of, you know, what you'd see in a, you know, Monday Night Football broadcast where right. it's like, here's the hard luck story of Marshawn Lynch, blah, yeah. blah, blah. You know, it's like.
Well, yeah. more, you know, more and more we're getting people trying to cover esports and people are trying to figure out how to best do that in a way that attracts audiences that don't play that esport.
Mm.
You know, what SB Nation and Polygon recently announced a joint venture.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to do a specifically League of Legends esports website.
Yeah.
Yahoo has an esports thing. ESPN has an esports thing now. Mm-hmm. And I think
this was co-presented by ESPN.
Oh, right. So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there you go. So yeah. these are, I think these are efforts to spin the stories about these individuals because that's some of the most compelling stuff around yeah. sports interviews. Strategy is cool, but you have to know it. You know, you have to be yeah. into that.
It was also, I mean, especially for something like Heroes of the Storm, they had to talk about the map every single time because it's a different map every time. It's not mm-hmm. like you can just say, like, here's the football.
Here's field. A football map.
Yeah, yeah, it's the same field. Like mm-hmm. you had to say, like, okay,
we've set up spikes on the 50th yeah, like, yard line.
If you turn in your coins, a pirate will come out. Like, seeing them like, kind of juggle the reaching out to new players and you know, throwing around terms that only people that play the game would know.
Yeah,
was very interesting. And also trying to figure out what you should even say or what you should even see during a match.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't a lot of UI in the match, which I actually didn't like, because you couldn't see the numbers of people's HP. You couldn't see the health bars of, yeah. like, mercs or anything. Like, they definitely tried to strip it down to, like, a cleaner presentation.
Right, but then you don't really... There's no visual input of what's going on.
Right.
You can't tell that, oh, those mercs are slowly dying.
Yeah. yeah. You can see them being attacked, but you don't know if they're halfway dead or three-quarters dead. Maybe they should add
voiceover like, where they're like, ow! Oh, I'm almost dead, and then I'll join your cause.
But that was the thing where it's like, oh, this is kind of for people that maybe seeing all of the numbers fly off of people everywhere is too weird.
Yeah.
You know, like we need to clean up the broadcast.
That's
of
interesting.
This, you know,
how much did you feel it was targeting college goers from those universities?
Yeah.
Like, did you get a sense that yeah. there's a sort of communal support or like culture growth around those? Because, like, you know, yeah. at Berkeley, there are clubs that all they do are like, they are team spirit clubs.
Yeah.
They will put yeah. on face masks. They go to yeah. every football game. They spend a huge amount of their time just repping the brand that yeah. is the football team.
Yeah.
And those exist for other teams as well, like basketball teams yeah. and whatnot. Like, school spirit is this major thing that always struck me as really weird when I was in school.
Yeah. Humans are tribal animals. I mean,
I guess. Like it's but did you feel like there's space for that school spirit around something like esports?
I think there was, I mean, kind of like going to a college game, like, there were people with ASU t-shirts on and, you know, yeah. there were people, but then again, they were sitting next to people with, like, you know, Jaina masks and stuff, you know? So, like, there's also there's yeah. people that are just fans of the product yeah. versus the team.
I mean, I want to start making, like, custom shirts where, like, the Cal Bear is yeah. dressed in, like, full Raynor body armor or something, and you just see the bear head from his helmet.
But it would be, like, the equivalent of you going to a football game and someone just wearing a shirt that says, football! You know?
yeah, yeah.
Like, if you're going to, like, an esports thing, and there's people that are just, like, you know, here's a murky shirt that I'm wearing, you know?
Yeah, that's gotta be so weird.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be like going to a game and having an athlete... One of the teammates,
yeah.
like the second like defensive lineman, on his face on your shirt.
But at least he's associated with the team. Like
that's true.
Like yeah. those,
no one could be using Jaina.
Right, exactly. And
just like, no one was using Jaina. Who's the person on your shirt?
Yeah, they're just. That's I'm a fan have to go of in with Li Ming,
and then yeah. clearly someone's going
to
be using her.
Banned 24/7, all day, every day.
But that's what I'm saying is like if you were to adapt like the Gators logo and have it be murky,
yeah.
in like a, you know, in a yeah, like yeah. LSU Murkies yeah. or something. Or like, so for example, a Quidditch. Quidditch mm-hmm. is actually a growing collegiate mm-hmm. sport, and no one takes it seriously, of course.
Probably all the vaping.
And there's not thousands, that's true, it's all the vaping. It's a very long pipe, they're very Dumbledore length. I would kill for a Quidditch, like a Cal Quidditch shirt. that was like, or Stanford, what, I don't even care what university it
is. I'm sure someone would gladly sell you that.
That has like, you know, like a snitch over and being like grabbed by like, I don't know, like a bear claw or something. I think that would be awesome.
A bear riding a broom.
There's a lot of ways that I think it'd be really fun to tie like the college sports with that, you know?
I don't know if there is as much of a kind of college versus college rivalry sense.
Not yet, but if we went and jacked their motherboards, you know?
Because, I mean, it's also, there was some trash talking, like the ASU people that won were kind of, they were like the cocky ones or whatever.
Sure. Well, they live in Arizona, so jokes on them.
But I mean, it's more about like, oh, we're just good HOTS players.
Right.
You know, we're repping ASU. It's like, we're repping our team. And also the teams had team names. It wasn't like...
Oh, really?
Like,
so it was ASU...
Right. Blank. It's not like, oh, we're the Cal Bears. It's like, we're the Golden Mishas. Like
weird.
So they had team names.
See, I don't like that. Like, yeah. I think that if you're going to be a college team, then you need to rep your college.
But then, you're letting the college get their fingers back into the pie, you know?
But like, if we're talking about, like, look... Why does anybody play sports?
Yeah.
To get the dudes and ladies to get all the pawns, right? No, I just mean like if you want...
Gotta get those Letterman jackets.
Yeah, exactly. How are you going to be able to beat up all the other nerds, the lesser nerds, if you don't have like your sweet championship Heroes of the Dorm wrestling belt?
If you don't have your sweet Heroes of the Dorm fanny pack.
Yeah, that you just wear around campus.
Yeah.
You know, if you want that like cultural support and you want to give it back, right? Like you want to thank people... You know, you always want to thank the fans.
Yeah.
And I think that if you're a college player, you want to thank your fellow college goers for supporting you and vice versa, right? Yeah. Like, you want to build a sense of community. So if you're an Arizona State University Heroes of the Dorm player, in my opinion, you should go and say, hey, I want to thank everybody at Arizona State University for supporting us. Yeah. And you should name your team the Arizona State, whatever, Roadrunners?
What are they
fucking...
Sun Devils? Or maybe that's University of Arizona.
I don't know. Anyway.
Whatever.
You should represent your university in hopes that they sort of represent you and back you, right?
Yeah.
And if ultimately you want to get sponsorship of your college team, that's a good way to do it, right?
Yeah. So
to gain respect from your fellow players. Like, you want someone to recognize you down the street and go, hey, good luck this weekend on the Rift or whatever.
Or most people will just be like, hey, idiot, remember to soak, dumbass.
Way to feed, bot lane.
I wonder, because the more you do it, the more you let the university start getting back into the game. Like,
yeah, because, you know, I mean, universities do have so much control over the cultures of universities.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And also, I mean, they're already being pulled in another direction by Blizzard. Like, in the fine print, it's always like, we get to use your likeness in any advertising and any sort of merchandise, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, oh, well, here's another person coming to, like, also use my likeness
What happens if... You know, your mom calls the university and goes, why are you letting my son do this college thing? Like, I didn't agree to this.
Yeah.
The college goes, you need to not use our logo anymore. Like,
yeah.
Who knows? I think there could be some good, chewy drama coming down the line of collegiate sports.
We really missed our calling, man. We were born at the wrong time.
We really were.
Like, imagine, okay, let's go back to when we were in college. Like,
what would we have done if we had...
We probably would have had to be Halo esports players or Counter-Strike.
I think I was pretty decent. I probably wouldn't be on the team.
Yeah.
But I think I was pretty decent.
Try to like squeeze in the bench warmer position.
I played League of Legends in like the final years of college.
So maybe that's what... We could have been in on the ground floor. That was the only time we could have been.
Oh, man.
It's kind of like if I couldn't get into college today. Like, it's way too competitive, you know?
Yeah.
So now, like, we messed up. Like,
but the benefit, though, is here's what we really would have been doing. We would have been writing the esports section of the college newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Right next to the sex column.
Yeah, exactly. we would have been, like, shoutcasters for them, right?
Yeah.
We would have been running their, like, spirit squad.
I could have really started working on my GG
call. I mean, you thought we had no friends in college now. If only we could travel through time and have even less friends.
Man. All right. Well, you know, I guess we'll just have to wait till the next generation. Maybe our children someday. We'll have to pressure them
from kindergarten and be like, son, like, what is this?
Put a mouse in their hand.
It's going to be like Friday Night Lights, but it'll be like Friday Night Ram or something.
Oh, man. All right. Experiencepoints at gmail.com is our email address if you want to reach out.
And experiencepoints.net is our college newspaper workroom.
That's our quad.
It's our quad.
You want to hack it up with us? Hacky sack?
Help us find new college recruits by leaving us a star rating on iTunes and Stitcher. It's super helpful.
All right. Until next time, everyone, thank you for listening. We will talk to you next week.
Clear eyes, full hearts can't lose. Every time.